Now we'll embark on some news items. Again, a bit of a mixture, but we'll start with a mention of the annual Norfolk and Norwich Festival, which is in full swing. A number of the city centre shops carry elaborate window decorations to celebrate. A local pub puts on an exhibition of local artists' work, and on a business note, the University of East Anglia is establishing a new course for business. It seems that certain city restaurants are well established as they are nominated for food awards.
Norwich's independent businesses have been decorated by some of the city's most talented artists ahead of Norfolk and Norwich Festival. 10 local artists were matched with a business and each came up with an idea with the prompt, "What do you want to say about Norwich?" The Gerald window in the city centre was decorated by Lacey Law, a tattoo artist and printmaker. Her design was inspired by and dedicated to the history of craft in the city. The 30-year-old, who grew up in Swaffham and now lives in Norwich, said, "I'm a printmaker and Norwich has a rich history in both that and textiles." The tree design features some of the city's craft history, with the oldest at the bottom and the newest at the top. Another window at the Garnet has been decorated for the festival by a fellow printer and illustrator, Hope Brooks. The windows are 2 of 10 across Norwich that have been decorated by local artists. Other windows are at Thorns DIY, The Book Hive, Book Bugs and Dragon Tales, Rainbow Whole Foods, Elm, Adnams, Cupcake and Co. and Norfolk Retro.
Three artists with teaching backgrounds are holding an exhibition in their local pub. Peter Walsh, Ro Tiu and Fritha Ewing, who all have a teaching background and together are known as the Three Hive Collective, are looking forward to showcasing their artistic talents outside the classroom at the Beehive Pub in Leopold Road, Eton. Former teacher Peter Walsh said, "I tried my hand at watercolours during the COVID-19 lockdowns and loved it. It all just took off from there." After meeting Ro and Fritha, it was suggested that the three of us stage an exhibition locally, and we couldn't think of a better place than the Beehive. The work on show ranges from traditional Norfolk watercolour scenes to more modern materials like mixed media print and textiles. We are grateful to the Beehive landlady Alex for allowing us to stage the exhibition at our local pub, said Peter. The exhibition is open on Saturday, May the 14th and Sunday, May the 15th from midday to 4 p.m.
Budding founders have been handed the chance to turn their dreams into a reality courtesy of a new scheme. The University of East Anglia has set up a new programme called Changemakers to search for the city's next big business idea. At the end of the programme, one venture will take home the top prize, a £5,000 grant. UEA Changemakers gave us the platform to think, create and materialise that dream. Finbar Carter, UEA Student Enterprise Officer, said, "This programme is really a reflection of the shift we have seen from our students in terms of their business ideas. Year on year, we see more ideas coming forward that are not just about making money, but making the world a better place."
4 Norwich eateries have been named among the UK's best after being nominated for a national award. Middleton's, Benedict's and Yorgay's restaurant in Norwich have been nominated for Restaurant of the Year at the Food Awards England 2022, while the Willows Café Bistro has been nominated for Café Straight Bistro of the Year. Winners will be announced during an award ceremony in Manchester in June. The awards aim to be an exclusive celebration of the masters that enhance the flavours in England. A spokesperson for the Food Awards England said, "The finalists were voted for by the public for providing authentic recipes and unique dishes to their diners, creating memorable experiences for both residents and visitors. Undoubtedly, there are some amazing specialists around the country who know how to offer great service, delicious food, and meet the expectations of their diners.